This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Amen. Have you been here before or no? Okay. You look kind of like somebody who was visited before, but I wasn't sure. Good to have you with us today. Praise God. Amen. Fill out that visitor's form, visitor's card, and give it to one of the ushers, or you can give it to me, okay? Amen. All right. So we want to say welcome to our viewers on YouTube and Facebook. I'm Pastor Rich Garitano. This is Oriole Christian Assembly. You are part of our 10 o'clock morning service, so we're happy you're joining us. We also meet on Wednesdays at 7, so it's good to have you join us. But even more than that, we would love to have you come visit us here at the church. If you do not have a home church, we have room for you here. So come here to Oriole Christian Assembly. We are an Assemblies of God Pentecostal church. Amen. We love the Lord here, and we love people. And we're here to have a good time in the Lord. So come visit us. We're at 3400 North Oriole Avenue on the northwest side of Chicago. You can go on the internet. You can go to our website and find out more information. You can call me. A lot of ways to get a hold of us. Okay? So we hope you will do that. Praise God. All right. How many are ready for the word today? I got one, yes. Let me say that again. How many are ready for the word today? That's a little bit bad. I didn't say ready for lunch. That's coming. How many know that? How many need breakfast in the Lord right now? How many hear me? Right? How many want a real good breakfast in the Lord today? All right. You're about to get it. Say, I'm ready. All right. Praise God. Thanks, Frank. Amen. Praise God. We had a good time yesterday in the Word. And Brother Frank, he started sharing some things without knowing. He was starting to preach my message. I'm like, slow down, man. The Lord told you my message. So he's going to be really blessed today when he sees what the Lord gave me to give to you. So I want you to turn to Proverbs 14. Okay. How many love the book of Proverbs? It's an awesome book. Amen. As you turn to Proverbs 14, I'm going to be coming out of King James, but there's going to be a couple passages we're going to come out of the Amplified Bible. So, Brother Ramel, be ready. I'll let you know when I need you to put the Amplified version, okay? But here's my title for you today. It's a simple title. It'll make a lot more sense when you see the scriptures we're about to go over. But my title for you today is, There is a Way. I'm going to say that again. There is a way. Okay? How many know there's a lot of ways to do things today, right? A lot of ways we can live, a lot of ways we can do different things, right? But today I want to talk about what the Lord says about there is a way. Okay? How many know today there could be a wrong way and there could be a right way? Praise God. How many today want to follow the right way, not the wrong way, okay? But how many know today many are following not the right way today? Our world is in a situation that is not good. Even yesterday we shared a little bit. Brother Johnny came out of the Old Testament, talked about how judgment is coming to not only the church but the world, right? And we talked about a lot of things. Again, it was a really good time. But I believe judgment is already coming, and it's going to come when Jesus comes back. But I believe we're seeing judgment already, and maybe some don't see it today. But have you noticed how many things are happening in our world today? How many heard about Houston where they were just flooded totally? How many hear me today? I mean, just massive amounts of water in Houston, okay? How many have heard about other, massacres that we've had? It seems like every week or it's unbelievable the killing massacres that we have, right, that are happening. In Schaumburg, I believe it was this week, somebody went through the mall, went through the Sears mall doors, right? Thank God he didn't have a gun, he didn't shoot anybody, but some people got hurt. But I mean, crazy stuff is happening, you know. And when we see things happening in the world, it should alert us something's going on. How many know that? And if you know, and I'm not going to get into prophecy today or the signs of the times, but we need to be aware that things are happening and that Jesus, I'm telling you, he's coming back. And he might be coming back sooner than me and you even think, okay? I think he could come back in a moment's time right now, okay? If you look at Matthew 24, you read about the signs of the times, how there's going to be things in our weather happening, and how many know they're happening right now? I just told you about Houston. We've got more earthquakes than we've ever had before, okay? Fires that are devastating, okay? Just things that are going on. I think the Lord is trying to get people's attention, but some aren't getting it. I hope we get it as time goes on because it's important. But here we go, because I don't want to get sidetracked. I just felt to share that today. In Proverbs 14, we're gonna look at a lot of scripture today. This is not really going to be like a message, more of a teaching. So you're going to have to be ready to flow with me today. How many are ready? You're going to have Bible thumpers, okay? You're going to really get to know your Bible here today. I'm going to jump from scriptures to scriptures, but I'm going to start in Proverbs 14. We're going to look at verses 12 and 14, and then we're going to go to other scriptures, all right? And I'm going to say some things that I hope will get people's attention today. Not only you, but those viewing today on the internet, okay? Because I believe this is some important stuff we needed to go over. Let's look at Proverbs 14, 12. This is really my opening scripture. It says this: "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." If you read Proverbs every day, which I do, and I've encouraged you to do that, you're going to see this verse in different places in the book of Proverbs, okay? And as I was reading it in the last couple weeks, whatever, I really just felt the Lord say, you got to minister on this verse, okay? I want us to get this today, that there's a way today which seems right unto a man, okay? There's a way. There's many ways that seem right to men today, okay? And to women, even to children today. The Amplified Bible says that this means to seem right, or it seems straight, or it appears straight, okay? Sometimes we think we know what's right, Brother Leo, right? But sometimes we don't. Who's hearing me today? We think what seems to be right is right, but many times it is not, okay? And we have to understand here today, it says that there's a way, or there's ways that seem right unto us as people, but a lot of times the end thereof are what? The ways of death, okay? Now, I want to read you one more scripture before I give you some of these things that the Lord gave me to share with you today. In Proverbs 21, verse 2, it says this: "Every way," somebody say every way, "of a man is right in his own eyes." Did you hear that today? Every way. So we talked about a way. I'm talking about ways today, but even here it says every way of a man is right in his own eyes and what he thinks, right? But the Lord pondereth the hearts. We got to be really careful today because we think we know what's right all the time. And how many know? We don't, okay? And if we're not following the way that's right, you know what? Death is going to be in the end, okay? And that's not going to be a pretty picture. Let me say this to you. Today, many believe that abortion is the right way. I'm going to get some people's attention today. Let me say that again. Many have believed for years that abortion, they seem to think it's the right way. How many are hearing me today? Right? That the killing of unborn babies seems right to some people. Okay? But let me ask you, is it right? No. Okay? It's not right. If we know the scriptures, we know that it's not right. Did you know in Illinois now that because of the new people we have elected as politicians in our state, I heard this week, actually, yeah, it was this week, Wednesday, we have a person that comes to our ministers' meetings in South Holland where I live. We have a meeting once a month. And this particular person, he's from Pass, okay? He's a ministry that works with women to try to have them not have abortions. How many have heard of Pass? They've been around for a long time. He shared with all the pastors this past week that we now in Illinois have passed more laws than ever before to be able to kill babies all the way up to where they're ready women to give birth. Are you hearing me today? In Illinois. Because of some of the people we've elected, I'm not going to mention names, you should know. Okay? But let me tell you, some people in our state believe that it's right for us to have abortion. But it's wrong. Amen? And we have killed millions of babies since the 70s. I think it's 73 million. It's something unbelievably ridiculous. Okay? Why? Because some seem to think it's the right thing to do. How many hear me today? So what has happened is that women and teenagers will continue to kill babies in their womb. You know why? Because they don't want to be responsible. I'm gonna get down to the nitty-gritty here today. All right? I'm not holding back at all because this is really important, the things I'm going to share with you today. You know what? We have to begin to take responsibility as people. Women have to take responsibility. Young ladies as teenagers have to take responsibility. How many know today, if we want to play, if we want to have sex, well, then there's something that's going to happen then. How many hear me today? Right? Have you ever heard the old saying, if you want to play, you're going to pay? Right? If you want to have sex and you're not married yet, you know what? There's a good chance you could become pregnant. But what is it that we have that some women, some young ladies, right, some young and I'm not trying to preach against women. I'm just trying to say we have to get responsible because God has made it for women to have children, right? We're not supposed to have children until we get married. Who's hearing me today? But we think, some people think, it's the right way. Are you hearing me? There's a way which seems right. Unto a man, unto a woman, unto a young lady, right? But the end is death, right? Because we want to do what we want to do. We want to have fun, but not have to have children and be responsible. Because how many know, when you have a baby, your whole life changes, ladies. Amen? Families, they change completely when a child is born. How many know that? Young teenagers who have a child, once they have that child, their bringing up is totally different now. How many know that? They can't go and have fun with their teenage girlfriends anymore like they used to unless they let grandma take care of the baby. Who's hearing me today? And it happens a lot today, right? It comes with responsibility, right? Having sex, having a relationship with someone is supposed to be special, amen? And we're supposed to do it the right way so God can bless it. How many are hearing me today? But today, many think it's okay, right? Think it's okay. And that's why we have so many babies that have died, okay? If it bothers me, and I pray it bothers you today, what do you think the Lord feels about this right now? It's got to be really bothering Him. I'm going to give you some examples about sometimes what we think is right, but it's not right. It's what we want out of our flesh, okay? And how many know we got problems when we do that? Let me say this to you. How about LGBTQ? Now, probably not all pastors are going to be as bold as I'm about to be right now, all right? LGBTQ. Their lifestyle, many believe, that it's right. They think it's right. How many hear me today? But according to God's word, it's wrong. Who's hearing me today? Let me tell you what LGBTQ means. Because I just learned something in the last week. Because if you knew this, the Q just got added on to this recently, this whole term. All right? But L means lesbian. Okay? I'm going to give you a little knowledge today. G means gay. Okay? B means bisexual. T means transgender. And what I just learned, because I didn't know, I was trying to find out, Q means queer. Who's hearing me today? These people who are doing this, they believe this way is right. Who's hearing me today? But God says it's wrong. Hello. Right? I'm not against people who are doing this, okay? I have clients that are in this position. You know, I work for an insurance company, you know that, okay? But I don't agree with the lifestyle because God doesn't agree with it. How many hear me today? Doesn't mean I don't love their people, but some of them are really sincere in what they think is right. How many are hearing me today? But they're wrong, and you know what? We need to stand up and let people know what's right according to the Word of God. But unfortunately, even in Illinois and in America a few years ago, what did we do? We made marriage, gay marriage, a law, right? That Steve and Bob can marry, right? And Mary and Rosemary can marry. According to our laws that we, obviously enough people thought it seemed to be the right way. But how many know, if you know the Word of God today, it is definitely wrong way to live today. Can I get an amen? And again, I'm not against those people per se. I'm against the lifestyle. Because you know what? And I hope you're hearing me on the internet. Your lifestyle will send you to hell. Okay? It says here what? There's a way which seems right, but it's going to end in death. Okay? This type of lifestyle is wrong. Okay? And I hate to say it, we have some churches that are even marrying gay people in their churches. Let me go a step further. In some denominations, there's ministers who are gay. Hello. Where have we come to? In America, okay? And you wonder why the U.S. of A., America, which I love America. How many love America? It's a great nation, but we need to get back to God, okay? The stuff I'm talking to you about now, especially, you know, with the gay marriage and LGBTQ, you know, you didn't hear about this stuff 40 years ago, 30 years ago. Yeah, abortion's been around for 50-some years, but I mean, this is stuff that we've allowed to happen in the more recent years, right? And you know what? Judgment comes when we live like this, okay? Because it's wrong, okay? Yes, God has given you a free will. You have a free will today to come to church or not to come to church, to marry Steve or to marry Mary. You have a free will, but what seems right is not always right. Okay? And just because you have the right to do that, it doesn't make it right. So what you sow, you're going to reap. How many are hearing me today? Wow. This is strong. So let me show you a couple scriptures. I'm not just making this stuff up. Many of you here, you know, you've been walking with the Lord for years. So I'm going to give you some scripture, okay? There's a lot of scripture I could give you about certain things here. But let's look at a few scriptures here, okay, to talk about gay marriage. Even this morning, one of the programs I was watching, a Jewish program that I support, was talking about sexual perversion and sexual impurity. I was like, okay, Lord, I know I'm supposed to do this today, because I'm even hearing other ministers, pastors talking about it today. Today on TV I saw it, okay? Let me show you some scriptures. I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 1. And Brother Ramel, I want you to show this in the Amplified, okay? I have the King James, but I want this to be really clear about all the things that we read about here in Romans 1 that not only talks about sexual perversion and impurity, but other things too. I'm not just picking on them today. I'm not trying to pick on anybody, okay? I'm just trying to give you truth today. Can I get an amen? Right? I'm giving you examples of what people seem to think is right, but in the end will bring forth death. And this is some of those things here today. But in Romans, here it talks about the guilt and the downward course of man. Okay, in Romans 1. I want us to look at verses 24 to 32, and Ramel's going to show it here in the Amplified, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. I have the King James, but I want to read it from here. Look at what it says. It says, "Therefore God gave them up," meaning people, "in the lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin. Because they what? Exchanged the truth of God's word," it says here, right, "for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature," meaning people, "rather than the creator." God is the creator today, right? How many know we're not supposed to worship each other? We're supposed to worship God, right? But people today worship one another. It says, "who rather served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So be it." Meaning, yes, we're to worship God, right? Now look at here. It says in verse 26, "For this reason God gave them over and abandoned them to what? Vile affections and degrading passions." Those who have these lifestyles, this is what they're talking about right here. Okay? It says, "For their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one." When a woman wants to be with another woman, you know what? It's unnatural and it's not normal. How many are hearing me today? Let's keep going. "And the men also turned from what? Natural relations with women and were set ablaze. They were burning out, consumed with lust one for another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution." It's not natural for women or for men to be with the same sex. Okay? Let me ask you this. If that's all we did today, if women were with women and men were with men, where would we get babies? It wouldn't happen. The human race would end at some point. Do you understand that? Because it's not natural. It's not the way God planned it. It's not the way it's supposed to be. But what? Some think it's right. Okay? Just because we think it's right, because of what our flesh wants, right? We do these things that are what? Abominable to God. Okay. Can't get it any more clear than what we saw here in Romans 1:21. I love the King James. For time's sake, I'm not going to read it all there, but I'm going to read the last verse in the King James. Look what it says. "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So, not only do we have the gay movement doing it, but it's true, they are doing it and having pleasure doing it. How many hearing me today? "Don't you tell me who I can marry." "Don't you tell me who I can be with." Right? Well, again, you have choices to make. We make choices every single day when we get up and we live our life. How many know that? But some of the choices we make, you know what? Are going to bring forth death. Unless we repent and get right with God, okay? This is serious stuff, okay? Serious stuff. And this is what people are doing today, right? This is what they're doing. We're seeing all these marches and protests. Everybody has to give their 2 cents. How many hearing me today? I have no problem with sharing what you believe, right? But the way we do things nowadays, it really, you know, a lot of our protests then become really, you know, they start just walking and talking, and then we begin to fight, and then people get murdered, and all kinds of things happen sometimes. How many know it? How do we know that? Watch the news, right? It's nice when we can have a peaceful march, right? When we can, you know, protest something because we really believe it's wrong, and God has given us a voice to speak, amen? We have the amendment to speak, so we have the right to speak. But are we speaking for what's right in God's eyes? Or what we want right? What seems right to many people today will bring forth death one day. Not good. Not good. Let me go on here, because I told you I had a lot of scripture. Not really a lot, but I have enough. Galatians 5. I want you to turn with me to Galatians 5. Let's look at this also in the Amplified Bible, Ramel. Galatians 5:19-21. Here it talks about the works of the flesh. Somebody say the flesh. These are works of the flesh. What we just talked about in Romans are works of the flesh. You're going to see it even now more here in Galatians 5, because it talks about a different amount of things. Okay? Let's look at it. We're going to read it again from the Amplified. It says, now the doings or practices of what? The flesh. See, some people are what? Practicing this stuff. Living their life like this. All right? What are they doing? The flesh, they're clear. They're obvious. They are what? Immorality. I said that earlier, right? People are living immoral lives, impurity, impure lives, indecency, not living what? Decent lives. Okay? Go ahead, Brother Ramel. Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, these are all works of the flesh. They're all bad. Jealousy, anger, which is ill temper, selfishness, divisions or dissensions. We're not supposed to have any of these things. What do you see on the news? That's what we're always seeing. A party spirit, which is what? Factions or sects with peculiar opinions and heresies, right? Go ahead. Envy, drunkenness, carousing. So it's not just about the gay people, but those who are married who are fooling around, right? That's wrong too, right? Carousing and the like. It says, I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things, now pay attention, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. These are what? The works of the flesh. People need to know the truth today. That's why I'm preaching this. It's not the most message or teaching that people want to hear today. People want to hear a friendly gospel, right? They want to hear something that's going to make them feel good. But how many know we need to preach the whole gospel? This pastor is going to preach the whole gospel. Amen. Because we can't lower ourselves to what the world is doing, okay? The church is supposed to be the light of the world. Oriel is supposed to be a light in this community. Amen. We as the people of God have to be a light. Amen. If we aren't, who's going to be? Right? It's not good. So, all these works of the flesh, if we practice these, are you hearing me today? Meaning you do them all the time. This is a way of life for you. You practice these. It says what? That the end thereof are going to be the what? The ways of death. Okay? Because God is going to judge this stuff. We're not judging it right now. We're saying it's okay. And it's not okay. But the day is coming. Trust me. When people are going to stand before God and going to have to say, why did you live like this? Okay? Why did you live like this? And at that time, you ain't going to be able to call Pastor Rich or call the church. When judgment comes, you're going to stand before God. And your book of life is going to be showed before the Lord, right? This is strong stuff. Proverbs. Let me go back to Proverbs. in Proverbs 14. Jump to verse 14, okay? Look what it says. It says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. We're talking about a way today, or ways, right? So the backslider in his heart, we even talked about the heart today, right? God changed our hearts. We need people's hearts changed today, amen? It says, the backslider in heart, in his heart shall be what? Filled with what? His own ways. Not the ways of God. That's why they've backslidden, right? They've left God. They've gone their own way, right? But it says, a good man shall be satisfied from himself, right? Today, we have people who are backslidden, who came to church, who maybe gave their life to God, but they've gone back in the world, right? We got to pray for the backslider, that they would have a change of heart. They would repent and come back to God, right? Because that life of a backslider is a terrible life. Let me ask you today, church, what are you going to backslide to? Who's hearing me today? What is out there that is worth you going back to other than walking with God today? Can somebody help me? I've been serving the Lord for a long time. And you know what? I get tempted like you do. I go through all the stuff you do because I'm a human like you. But there's nothing better today than walking with God. Somebody ought to get excited with me here a little bit. I know this is strong what I'm bringing. But if you know God today, if you have a relationship with Christ, you're walking with God, it's the best life anybody could ever have here today. And you be blessed that you know the Lord today, because many do not. Many think they know what's right. But the end is going to be a sad day unless they have a change, right? Unless they repent, unless they get right with God, it's going to be a sad day when Jesus comes back. Let me go through a few scriptures here. Again, the backslider is going to be filled with his own ways, okay? Proverbs 19, verse 16. Proverbs 19, verse 16 says this, he that keepeth the commandment. How many want to keep God's commandments? All right. That's us. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. When you follow the commandments of God, you're keeping yourself clean. Amen. Right? But it says here, but he that despiseth his ways. Whose ways? The ways of God. Today, people are despising the ways of God. What are they going to do? They shall die. Right? Let me tell you something. If you live a life like some of the lives that people are living, you know what? The natural life they live today will be shortened, and then eventually they will have spiritual death when they die from this earth. Okay? It's both physical and spiritual. Okay? Today. Again, what you sow, you're going to reap today. Praise God for those of us who have a sincere heart today. A heart that what? Wants to serve God and follow Him with all that we have, right? We need to be sincere. We need to have a pure heart before God, because God will bless us, right? But there's many today, again, who think they know the right way. I want you to go with me to Matthew. I shared these scriptures not too long ago, so I'm not going to say too much on this, but it fits today, so I'm going to bring it out again. In Matthew 7:13, some of you probably know where I'm going with this. Matthew 7:13. We're going to look at two verses. Matthew 7:13 and 14. Say amen if you're there. All right, look what it says. We need to enter in at the straight gate. How many remember the message I preached not too long ago about the gate, right? It says, enter in at the straight gate. Somebody say straight, right? For wide, somebody say wide, is the gate, and broad. Now, here it is. Broad is what? The way. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, to a woman, to a child, right? It says, broad is the way that does what? Leads to destruction. See, the devil's path is big and wide. The devil says, do whatever you want. How many hearing me today? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what they used to say years ago. How many? Now I'm giving my age, I guess, a little bit here. Amen. But whatever you want, do it. Right? That's the broad way. Right? It's very broad, very wide. Go to church when you want to. Don't go to church. It don't mean nothing. Go to work when you want to. Yeah, right. How long you'll have a job. How many know that? Right? But that's the broad way. And the broad way, what? Will lead to destruction. And look what it says. And many there be which will go thereat. Somebody say many. It's going to be many that are following that way today. And that's why they say, I think this is the right path. I think abortion is okay. I think gay marriage is okay, right? I think gambling is okay. I think carousing with other women, with other men is okay, right? Because that's what we think. But we don't go by what we think. We go by what God thinks, right? By what God says. He gives us the standards for us to live, right? Many think the way of drugs is the way to go. How many know it's a terrible life when you're hooked on drugs? Amen. And what are we doing now? We're legalizing marijuana now. Hello. What are we drinking today? How can we do these things, right? We have, again, in our state, we've made it a law. Did you know that? We've already legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. But now, as of January 1st, it'll be for pleasure. Did you know that, church? Watch what's going to happen. You're going to see more accidents than you ever saw before. Because people will be smoking the pot. And they'll smoke more than they should. And you know what's going to happen. More people are going to die. More people are going to get hurt. But it's all about the money today. Did you know that? I'm not holding back today. I'm sorry. Right? It's all about the money. We need to pray for our state, because our state is not in good place where we are right now, right? But look at the next verse. It says, because straight is the gate. Somebody say straight again. And now look at this. Narrow is the way. We're talking about the way here today, right? Narrow is the way which what? Leads unto life. Life with God. Amen. Life in the natural, that we can live a healthy life, but life, spiritual life, right? He says here that it's narrow which leads unto life. See, you can't do whatever you want and follow the narrow way today. You'll go to hell, okay? It's narrow, the way of salvation. It's a gift. We know we don't earn it today. You don't earn your salvation, but once you have it, you got to walk in it. Who's hearing me today? You got to follow Jesus, right? That's why he came on earth, to give us the example how to live this life, right? But no, many people think they know what's right. They got all the answers. No, we don't. God has the answers. We just got to follow him. Amen? So, look at the last part of this. It says, narrows the way which leads to life. And look at this. Few there be that find it. Few. That's not good today, amen? Because the Lord came for everyone to get saved. How many know that? Jesus went to the cross so everybody could get saved. How many know that today? But it says, wow, few are going to be to find it. Probably few in comparison to those that are lost and are going to go to hell one day. And there's parables, different things that we see in the scriptures, because nobody knows how many are going to get saved before Jesus comes back, right? We have to seek God and pray and believe God that we can touch many lives to come to Christ, right? That's the great commission that we're supposed to do. But how many will come? We don't know, right? That's not for us to worry about. We're to give the gospel to people, amen? We're to live the gospel. We're supposed to be an example. How many know today Christians should be an example to the world? So why do we have 50% divorce rate in the church is the same as it is in the world today? Something's wrong. Who's hearing me? Because we've fallen away. People in the church have even fallen away, right? The divorce rate should not be the same as it is in the world. I heard statistics that in church, marriages are getting divorced in a higher rate than in the world. I said, oh my God, what are we going to? Something's wrong somewhere. How many are hearing me today? Right? So, the way, it's narrow. It's narrow. It's right here. Okay? It's not reading all these other books, reading a newspaper. It's okay to read the newspaper, but you better be a strong person because you're going to read a lot of bad news. How many know that? You watch the news, I watch the news because I want to know what's going on, but you better be a strong person when you watch the 10 o'clock news because the majority of what you hear is going to be bad. How many hear me today? I'm just being honest with you again, right? But you should know what's going on, okay? You should know what's going on, right? You got to be strong, though. We have to be the ones that are following that narrow way, right? Here's my closing scriptures with you today. Turn with me to John 14. How many are getting something today out of this? How many are blessed that because you know God and that you're walking with God today? How many know that's a good feeling today? It's night and day. It's light and darkness right now. It's more obvious than it's ever been out in the world today. But look what Jesus says to us, right? We talked about the way that seems right, that feels maybe right to some people, that they think is right, but that end is death. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty here today. We know what's the right way, right? Jesus here is talking to his disciples in John 14, amen. And I want to read two verses, verses 5 and 6. Thomas here, he says, Thomas said unto Jesus, Lord, we know not whither you're going. How can we know the way? One of his own. The disciples, you know, they were human people like me and you, and they didn't understand everything. Some of them at times looked like they were dumb the way they talked. How many hearing me? Right? But they didn't understand. They grew in knowledge as time went on. But even Thomas here, he didn't understand certain things. So he says to Jesus, how can we know the way? Right? Look what Jesus says. One of my favorite scriptures in the New Testament. Jesus says unto him, I am the way. Hallelujah. I am the way. Praise God. Not what they teach you in the world. How many hearing me today? Not what you might get at colleges. Okay? And some of the things that we have out there is good. As long as it leads to this. Who's hearing me today? Jesus says, I am the way. Number one, I am the truth. Hallelujah. How many want truth today? Well, you got to follow the way. His name is Jesus. Amen. He says, not only am I the way and the truth, but I'm the life too. You want life, you follow me. Amen. Natural life, I'll bless you on your natural life, but I also will bless you spiritually where you'll have everlasting life. Oh, I look forward to that one day. How about you? Amen. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, somebody say, no man, no woman, no child, amen, comes unto the Father but by me. Did you get that today, church? Jesus is the only way, okay? You don't have to think in your mind, well, is this right or not? Just know the true way is Jesus. Amen. I'm making it simple for us today, okay? I'm going to try to make it as simple as I can to that. You know what? If you want to go to heaven one day, you want to see the Father in heaven, it's only through Jesus, okay? Some might get mad at me about what I'm about to say, but let me tell you, the Virgin Mary is not going to get you to heaven today. Hello? We respect the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. We respect her. She was a special woman to be the mother of Jesus, but you can't get to heaven through Mary. Who's hearing me? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Did you see the news this past week or so that they have this icon, this painting of the Virgin Mary, and that they believe that she's crying? How many heard this? It's not the first time. And people, they will begin to flock You know, it's in a Catholic church. Do you think the Lord really wants people to go see a painting cry so they can what? They can worship this painting? How many are hearing me today? That's idolatry. I can tell you this without even flinching. It's not the work of the Lord. Who's hearing me today? Because we're not to worship statues or paintings or objects. We're to worship God today. Amen. Right? But the devil's slick. He'll even come into churches and do stuff. So you'll believe a false thing. Right? Not going to work. That painting will send some people to hell unless they wake up. Because that's not of the Lord. Okay? It's not of the Lord. The Pope. I'm sorry. If you believe, if you go to the Pope and you trust in the Pope, one day you're going to get saved and be in heaven. You're going to be mistaken when that day comes. How many hear me today? Because the Pope is a good man. I know he's trying to do what's right in the Catholic Church, but he can't get you to heaven today. How many know that? He's a man just like your pastor right here. I can't get you to heaven. I can show you the way to get to heaven. I'll help you get there. How many are hearing me today? But you can't get there through Pastor Rich. You can't get there through the Pope. You can't get there through Muhammad today. How many hearing me? How many people are following Muhammad today? Right? Islam is not going to get you to heaven. Okay? Buddha, sorry. Okay? We just read it one way. How simple can we have it? We still mess it up today in our world. Amen? Because the devil's at work. He's working overtime. Buddha's not going to get you. I'm wrapping up here. I'm almost done. Amen. All right. Let me talk now to the other part of the world. Billy Graham is not going to get you there. How many hearing me? Billy Graham has gone to be with the Lord. Great man of God. Great evangelist. But he couldn't get you to heaven either. Did you know that? Because he's a human being. Just like you and me today. But he could point you to the way. And he did. Many people got saved under the ministry of Billy Graham. One of my favorites. How about yours today? But I don't worship him. I honor him today. How many hear me? Right? Billy Graham can't get you there. Joel Osteen. Uh-oh. He can't get you there either. If you just trust in Joel, he'll tell you, be the first one to tell you. I know people today that either hate Joel Osteen or they love him. I'm serious. Probably the same with me, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully more people love me than hate me because I speak the truth. But I know people where I exercise in South Holland. There's people there who think Joel Osteen is of the devil. I'm serious. Now again, Joel Osteen has his ministry. Everybody is called to their ministry, okay? You're never going to agree with everything Joel Osteen does or Billy Graham did, or let me get it back to home, or Pastor Rich does here. You're never going to agree with everything. It's just the way it is. But let me tell you, I believe Joel Osteen is for real. He's a man of God, all right? But people have problems when we get on TV and we talk about a lot of money and this and that. And you know what? What he's doing is for the kingdom, right? Be careful when you judge people in ministry, okay? People like Benny Hinn. I followed Benny Hinn for many years. This guy, he's used of God in healing. I know you may not agree with everything, but don't speak against the men and women of God who are in ministry, because they're trying to do good stuff. Now, if you think they're doing something wrong, pray for them. Pray for them, but don't badmouth the ministry, right? People in the ministry, because they're trying to do good. If they're doing something wrong, you know what? God will take care of it. How many hear me today? God will take care of it. So be careful what you speak. And what I just told you about these people where I exercise, these are Christians who are talking about Joel Osteen and probably others. Okay? Got to be careful what we say today. So, as I close this, it's real simple today, right? Jesus is the way, praise God, right? He's the way, right? Thomas asked, how do we know the way? How do you know the way today? So read your Bible, church. Right? Fellow believer, fellow Christian, don't tell me you don't have time to read your Bible. The devil wants you not to read your Bible every day. Did you know that? He'll keep you so busy that you'll say, I don't have time. It's the same thing when it comes to church. The devil will try to get us so busy that we can't come to church, and it's the thing we need to do the most. Right? Because this is where we learn. We get discipled, right? You get equipped. You get perfected to be strong as a believer so you can be successful in your life and do what God wants you to do, because all of us are part of the kingdom here, right? But see, the devil will put things in our head, right? But Thomas says, how do I know the way? Jesus says, you're looking at him right here. He's the way. Today, the Bible will show you the way. All you got to do is read it and follow it. Can I get an amen? Read it and follow it. Give your life to Christ today. Amen. So I'm ready. I'm going to pray with you. Praise God. Brother Ramel, can you play some music? How many were blessed today? How many know the devil today, he's going all out, right? He's going all out because his days are numbered. We have to be just as aggressive as the devil is, as he's trying to get people to go to hell. We need to be that aggressive to get people to come to heaven with us. Can I get an amen? So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I'm going to pray with you today. Those on the internet, I've preached a lot of serious messages in my ministry time. This is one of them today. I pull no punches today, okay? Because we have to preach the truth. Because what? The truth will set us free. I'm free today. How about you? If you're not free, I'll pray with you so you'll be free today. Amen. How do you get free? You accept Christ in your life. Amen. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I've blown it. I haven't followed you. Lord, I believe that you went to the cross for me. Amen. How many know today? Jesus went to the cross for Carmella, for Enzo, for Emma. Praise God. For Rose. For all of us. Praise God. But we got to follow him. Amen. So I want to pray with you today. Praise God. If you need prayer, before I pray, say, Pastor Rich, I need to really get serious with God. I want to pray with you today. Okay. Maybe you're here. Maybe you've backslidden and you need to come back to Christ. Let today be your day. From this day forward, you're going to follow Jesus. Amen. You're going to know the way, the truth, and the life. I want to ask you to close your eyes as I get ready to pray. And I'm going to ask you, if that's you today, say, Pastor, pray for me. I need to give my life to Christ. Can I see your hand? Praise God. Anybody here? Let me see your hand. Say, I need to give my life to Christ. Or maybe this is you. Say, Pastor, I need to get more serious with God. I need to really commit myself more to the Lord. If that's you, can I see your hand? Because I want to pray for you. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of you who are watching right now, give your life to Christ. Amen. Ask God to forgive you, cleanse you. Do it right now. Praise God. And find a church that preaches the gospel. Go and be a part of that church and watch how the Lord will change your life. So let's pray here today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for this message, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us, Lord. I pray right now for those who raised their hands, Lord, too, that you would help them to be stronger and more committed and devoted to you. That, Lord, whatever has been hindering them today, in the name of Jesus, we come against those evil spirits to come off of them, and that, Lord, they would walk victorious from this time forth like never before. Those who are watching today will give their life to you, God. We'll find a church and become a true follower of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today that we have the truth, Lord. You said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by you. So, Lord, today, all of us here at Oriel, we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Strengthen us. Empower us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Anyone here not filled, baptized with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled. Come up here. I'll pray with you. because you need the baptism to be strong today, to be a witness today. Lord, baptize our people with power today, Lord, with your anointing, God, that, Lord, we can do the Great Commission before you come back. Father, thank you for this day. Bless each one, I ask now, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. How many love Jesus today? So let's give the Lord a clap today. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise God. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. Greet one another. Make sure you talk to Giovanna about next Sunday, and we'll see you Wednesday. All right? Have a great Sunday in the Lord. Amen.